Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. That never gets old. That's the rock of ages. That's the word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one tittle of the word can fail. The word can't fail. I said, the word cannot fail. You are the word. I said, you are the word of God manifested in the flesh. That that's in you has to be released into this atmosphere here through believing, through faith. I said, through faith, it's released. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly. It has to flow somewhere. Out of him it flows. It'll flow into your finance. It'll flow into your family. It'll flow into your health. It'll flow into your mind. It'll flow into your environment. Oh, yes, it will. We're called to have dominion. Tell somebody right now, it's a time for heavenly transactions. God's getting ready to give somebody beauty for all the ashes, the oil of joy for the spirit of heaviness and mourning. Amen. I said, God's about to give it to you. Are you ready? I said, are you ready for this greater grace? Stop trying to figure it out. Just receive it. I said, stop trying to calculate. Just receive it. Stop even trying to understand it. Just receive it. Amen. Garment of praise is coming to somebody. I said, the garment of praise, real praise, is coming to somebody for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. Remember, Adam, like all creation, was not created in infant form. It was created mature. It was created mature. You know, when we were born again, the spirit in us, Holy, there's no baby Holy Spirit. You can be a baby, but there's no baby Holy Spirit. He's mature. You have to come into the awareness. You have to come into the maturity of mind. That there has to be enough ground taken on the warfare plane of your mind to believe, to understand, and to know, to have wisdom that Holy Spirit already has. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, not another spirit. The same spirit that was brooding upon the deep. And God said, light be. The same spirit that when God spoke, brought the universe into existence. The same spirit by which all things are held in place dwells on the inside of you. I say he dwells on the inside of us. We are the temple of Holy Spirit. Amen. Isaiah 60 and verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Verse 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Now, we're talking about that darkness. It's not talking about night. It's talking about the darkness covered the earth. Because during the day, it's light. But there's a darkness that's covering the earth. And gross darkness, the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Okay, let's stop at verse number 3. Kings to the brightness of thy rising. Write these down if you're writing. Glory and light are your portion. Nations are going to come to the light. Kings. The word and the spirit are yours. Not just the word and not just the spirit, but the word and the spirit. The abundance of the sea is coming. People who live in darkness are going to see light, and they're going to come. The wealth of nations shall come. God's going to give you, I'm going to say it this way, a tremendous upgrade. Are you ready for some upgrades? Sons and daughters are going to come. Say amen for real. Amen. Nations and kingdoms that don't serve God are going to perish. Amen. I like this. All those that despised you, they're going to bow themselves down at the sole of your feet. They're going to bow to you. Tell somebody right now, if you do what's right, when we talk about right, we're talking about righteousness, the righteousness of Christ. Say it again. If you do what's right, all the right people will come to you. When you walk in righteousness, the righteous are going to come to you. I tell you, God's building an army. I hear the sound of an army arising in this last day. Amen. Go with me to Revelation chapter 6, chapter 1. Now, it's important that we define our domain. Each one of us has a domain. Or let me say, each of us has a grace. It's important that you understand your grace. It's arrogant when we think that we can just do anything. Now, I know the word of God says that unto him that believes, all things are possible. But you ain't called to do all things. Right? But you are called specifically for something. And with some, it's even more than others. But whatever that is, you have grace for it. Some struggle in terms of their walk or their personal life because they're out from under their grace. You're trying to do something somebody else did because they did it, and you feel like you could do it too. But you don't have a grace for it. Now you got to sweat it out. But if you're walking in your grace, tell somebody you'll never work another day in your life. Why? Because all your needs will be provided. The energy will be there. The motivation will be there. You'll love getting up in the morning. You'll love what you do. You'll flourish in what you'll do. You'll be anointed for what you do. You'll have everything you need for what you're doing because you are in your grace. And you will be attractive to the world. We're not trying to keep up with the Joneses. Tell somebody right now, stay in your grace. If you cook, keep on cooking. Cook like never before. You know one thing, one attribute that we have, and this is, I want to challenge some of y'all to not become static. You know, static means just you know, you got this far, you ain't moving no further. No, don't say static. One attribute that we carry that is a God attribute that's interesting to me, there are many of them, but is creativity. Amen. There will always be new songs. So somewhere you think, okay, you can't think of new songs, but every day, every song, new songs coming out. Different tunes, poems, movies. Why? It's a well that will never run dry. Amen. It's called creativity. So it's time for some saints to rightly divide and discern, even though we come here on Sunday and on Wednesday. There's a creative well inside of you. I said there's a creative well inside of you. Tell somebody right now, be creative. Don't be afraid to step out in some kind of some type of creativity. God gave that to us. Stop being static. Now there are some things that don't change, but you ought to change. Thank you, Brother Nate. I hear you back there. Listen, people like change, but they don't like to be changed. Everything don't have to change, but there's some things that ought to change. Uh-oh, I'm getting domestic here. So some of us need to go out and do something we've never done before. I'm not talking about getting in trouble. I'm not talking about something foolish or sinful. I'm talking about just, you have creativity. See, sometimes you plateau. And you get stuck, and life gets boring. Here's where you can be led off and get into trouble. But if you keep your mind open to Holy Spirit and trust God to guide you and do things, it's like recreation. You recreate. You don't get bored. Amen. You love what you're doing. You love the life God's given to you. Some of us need to go back and start counting blessings that God's given to us. Because you done got bored with how God has blessed you. Look where he brought you from. Look where you were just some years ago. And look where you are now. And look where you're going. Count your blessings. Thank God every day. You're not what you used to be. You are a new creature. All things are possible. God is leading you into green pastures. It's getting better and better. The devil tried to take you out. But look where God's got you right now. You better have a grateful heart, an attitude of gratitude. God doesn't owe us anything. Amen. Be creative. You be amazed how God blesses you when you purpose to be creative.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.